And I guess the item was to amend, discussion of amendment to the fire service agreement with Kanab City. Jeff's going to just kind of talk about what that would be.
So Kent prepared this last minute, so I appreciate doing that this morning and taking some time to do that. Basically, the proposed amendment gives the special service district an option to pay the service expansion fee over a 5-year period rather than paying it all in one chunk all in a year. And it also makes it so that it clarifies that that's not calculated until the following calendar year. So that would allow the district to, when they pass its budget, they'll know exactly how much they owe from the prior year. That's one thing it does. The second thing it does is it clarifies that that if a court of competent jurisdiction found the provision to be illegal, then it could be stricken and the money returned. And then finally, there's a small part, and there was a little bit of ambiguity in the dates, and it just clarifies the dates of when everything's owed up to January 31st. That's not necessarily a substantive change, it's more of a clarifying change. So those are
meaning that it wouldn't be until June?
No,
January
31st. It's already explained. Basically, there were some March dates in the contract that were overlooked, and they should have been changed to January, and we're just cleaning that up. So that's what the amendment proposes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we've been talking this over, and we want to thank Ken for drafting this change and for all of you for being patient with us. I think we've decided that we need a little more time to think about it, so we are going to table this, or continue, whatever the proper word is, to our next meeting to vote on this, and that's going to be on the 18th at 2:00.
2:30. And can I just clarify, Ken, I appreciate you working on this. I know it was last minute, and part of the reason why I continue it is because of the city council meeting. So I hope you don't feel like we actually didn't get this and now we're just continuing. So just want to clarify that.
No, and hopefully you're aware that the city council meeting was bumped to the 16th.
Yeah, so we took that into account when we set the new date.
Yeah, just for clarity, we had said that we were going to meet on the 16th in the morning, and then we thought about that more. Maybe we should hear from the city council meeting first, so that's why we moved. The 16th meeting, everyone who's listening to this, the 16th meeting is no longer happening. Now we're having an 18th meeting at 2:30 p.m. right here in the county commission chambers.
Okay.
Chair, can I ask a question?
Yes.
I believe the understanding is that this amendment, while I'm the one who drafted it, it's being driven by the SSD. City Council can take it up. I don't think they were going to take it up unless there was a proposal. Of course, they could. If you want me to convey to the city manager that he ought to talk to the mayor and still have it on the agenda, it's just that I don't... The reason for the change, while there is the date clarification, which is, I think, helpful, it's not something that's necessarily going to drive a change on the city side of it. That's why I wonder if it's advantageous for the city to adopt something first, but if you want me to encourage the
district to adopt something first.
No, I don't know if it's advantageous for this. Okay. If you're anticipating that the city will adopt something and then push it forward, I mean, we can. I think that because the amendment was being driven by the district, not the city, we anticipated as administrative staff, as well as at least the mayor and a couple of council members, that we would see what you'd like to see happen, and then they would discuss that aspect. So I just wanted to maybe throw that out there as a clarification that essentially I think they'll just probably adopt this as is, unless you have some input that you think needs to go back before the meeting.
I think that's why we want to have a little more time to think if we want to ask them to
do something different,
make any changes at all, and then we would go to the mayor or city council or whatever and have it added. When would it have to be added to the agenda? What's the deadline?
About 24 hours before.
24, okay, so. Just like, okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Chair, if I may.
Yes.
So, just to be clear, I think we do want it to still continue to be on the agenda for the 16th to... and then this will give us some time to kind of do our due diligence and research on what's been proposed, because we haven't had a chance to look at it yet, and also maybe to confer with the policymakers on the city side and see what their thoughts are and where they're at too. So thank you.
Okay, is there any other discussion or anything else anybody wants to bring up?
Nope.
No, I don't think so. Thank you all for your patience.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
Chair, move that we adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you so much.